Elaine Henderson at Barbara Ensley's house, ready to do a tape with Barbara. This is May 14th, 1993.
My parents were Nick and Stella Powell. They adopted me when I was 18 months old. They had just made a new house a year or so before, and they came to Denver to the state home for dependent children and adopted me.
And you were 18 months then?
Mm-hmm.
And how old were your parents at that time?
We figured out they wouldn't allow that now. They were, is it turned off?
No, go ahead.
Dad was 55 and mother was 46.
Pretty old for adoptive parents.
Yeah, but they couldn't have been any more wonderful. They were just the sweetest ever.
And we're still in the house you grew up in.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am.
What year was it that this house was built?
The house was built in 1910, but I'm not sure how long afterwards that they came to adopt me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Then, Barbara, let's go back to your research into your birth parents.
I never could find... my father was a miner in Oak Creek. That is where I actually was born. And my mother died and left five children. I was the baby. And he felt he was unable to possibly take care of five children, so we were put in the state home in Denver. And I have tried to find my other brother and sister, but never have been able to find them. I wrote to the state home and asked for information, and they sent me addresses of both the sister and the brother, and I wrote to both places, and my letters came back. Mm-hmm. And I don't know anything about whatever became of my father, but my mother had died.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, then that leaves two more siblings, though.
Yes, and I did find my older brother, who was 13 years older than I, and he was taken out of the home two or three times, but being older, he never was satisfied. And when he became 17, he lied about his age to get into the Navy.
Hmm.
And that's where he got a good education. He was then, when I found him, he was on a steamship that was going down the west coast of South America. And he was chief electrician on the ship. And he sent me beautiful things from down there. And my sister, I found, just lived over Grand Mesa at Mesa, Colorado.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes, and the people that took her had, I think, four or five boys and no girls. And they, I think she had it kind of rough. She didn't get what I got. And
is she still living?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And do you stay in contact?
Yes. She came to see me a lot while I was down in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's all I know about my parents then.
All right. Barbara, then tell me what you remember about growing up out here. This had to be real country when you were growing up.
Oh, yes. I loved it from the time I knew anything. And I think I jotted down a thing or two here that...
Well, feel free to use your notes.
Let's see. We had a big mulberry tree in the backyard, I remember that, and it went out over the shed. I'd climb up on the shed and get mulberries all over my face, all over my clothes, and I remember... It was so near the back steps, when they'd fall on the walk and they'd get tracked in. In later years, I thought, I wish that tree would die. And one winter, it did, and I felt terrible. But all the kids around loved coming and getting up there and eating mulberries.
Sure.
Oh, let's see. And I remember we had 20 acres at that time. We had an orchard that went clear to the, well, where the highway is now. And every spring, I loved when the apple trees would bloom. And I would go around about once a week, and I knew where all the bird nests were, and I would climb up and peek in the nests, check on them from the time they would lay their eggs and have their babies. That was one of my pastimes. And Elizabeth George, you know, she died a year ago, remember? Mm-hmm. From the time we were 5 years old, we were real close friends. Her folks lived up on Powell Mesa, and they had a pony. Her brother would come down on Elizabeth's birthday and get me, and I'd go spend the day right up there on the pony. And then it was the other way around on my birthday.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that was one of our highlights.
Well, sure.
Let's see.
And how did you get to school? What school did you go to?
Oh, well, Hotchkiss. And when I started to school, I had to walk to school in good weather. And there were neighbor children around that I walked with. They were all boys, and I did not like boys very well. But anyway, and then when bad weather came, they had a neighbor, Mr. Royce, had a truck that he put a canvas up over and steps on the back, and we went to school on that.
At which school did you go to now?
Where the senior citizen and town hall building,
oh.
They tore down the old school.
All right.
Actually, I started... The first grade was in the, where the apartment.
The timbers.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
The first grade was there. Then the second, on up to the sixth, was over across. And, well, let's see. What else about that?
And did you go there all through your grade school?
Mm-hmm.
And from grade school, then where did you go? Across it to timbers?
No, they had built, after the sixth grade, they had built the new school where the
middle
elementary.
School?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I started in the seventh grade there and went on through high school there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What is your real address out here right now?
It's 3530 L25 Drive.
All right, and then approximately how far is it from here to where you went to grade school?
Up 2 miles.
2 miles.
Uh-huh,
okay.
A little bitty child. I think, you know, a first grader, that's quite a treat.
Yes, it is.
I didn't seem to mind it, other than I didn't like the boys. They teased me.
Sure. You got over that, I'm sure.
Yes.
Okay. Then when did you graduate from high school?
In 1932.
Uh-huh. All right. We've seen lots of changes in the educational system since then, haven't we?
I should say so. And I might mention about my graduation there. We graduated in the year 32. There was 32 in our class. And there were 13 still together that started in the first grade together.
That's interesting.
On Friday the 13th.
Pretty consistent there.
Uh-huh.
Huh? Do you remember when they tore down the grade school?
Well, it wasn't it about the time they started this town hall, and or maybe it was longer ago than that. I don't remember.
You don't? Okay.
No,
I don't remember either.
No.
Oh.
It probably was before that, but it was a brick building, and it had the 5 grades in it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. All right. Then after you graduated from high school, what did you do?
Just stayed here with my parents. I really wanted to go into nurses training, but being they were older, I felt they needed me too bad. They had given me a lot of their life, and I wanted to stay with them, mm-hmm. and I did till they were gone.
Till they were gone. And you didn't marry during that time?
No, my intended was waiting on me. He lived in Missouri, a cousin of Everett and Helen and Howard George. And he waited 7 years for me.
My goodness, that doesn't happen anymore, does it?
No, it does not.
No.
I just didn't think it would work to get married and come in. I thought it would be hard on the folks, so I waited until they were gone.
And then they both died?
Dad died in, let's see, I think a minute. 38, and Mother died in 39. And then I married Clarence in 40.
So they went close together then.
A year apart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she was enough younger than him. It was surprising that they went so close together.
Yeah. Well, she had arthritis awfully bad. I had to sew and I dressed her.
Mm-hmm.
And I never regretted having to wait on them. They were always so good to me.
That's a nice story. It's a nice relationship that mm-hmm. you had with them.
And my mother was a wonderful person. She was a wonderful cook. She did beautiful handwork. And she made all my clothes, and I was always so proud of them.
Mm-hmm.
And even during the Depression, she ripped up coats and things and made me new coats. I was always very proud of everything she made for me.
You should have been.
Mm-hmm.
Then did your father just take care of the orchard here, or did he have an outside job?
No. He just had the orchard.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. He had been in the lumber business in Tennessee before he came out here. He and two brothers came out to Colorado from Tennessee, and they were all in the lumber business back there. And they came to the San Luis Valley, and then Beast Powell, did you ever know Helen Powell? Well, anyway, he moved over here, and then my father and mother moved over here, and the other brother stayed in Monta Vista.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of a coincidence. There were three Powells married three Tipton girls.
So you were a Tipton?
Well, no, I wasn't. See, I was adopted after my folks were married.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But you had carried the Tipton name or not?
No, I did not. No.
What name did you go by then?
Powell.
You went by Powell, and this Mesa is named after your family.
Uh-huh. Powell Mesa was named uh-huh. after my family.
Well, hi.
Hello.
Come join us.
Do you want a cup of coffee?
Tell me a little about what you remember more in detail about your father.
Well, let's see. I'm trying to think. He and mother together built this house in 1910. I guess I told you that. It seemed as though he could fix anything. He was a good builder. Other than that, I can't describe him very much.
Did you have cows and chickens here or anything?
Oh, we had one milk cow and
uh-huh.
chickens, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. That was all the animals we had.
Well, that could sustain a small family like
yours.
Oh,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
We got through the Depression very well. We yep. had cows and chickens, and he always raised a good garden.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's about the size of it, I guess.
Do you use anything?
We would run down from the grade school at noon when Mr. McMillan was coming back from dinner and just fuss over who beat to him first so they could take his hand. And here he'd come with a bunch of little girls.
How sweet. Mm-hmm. Was he the one that picked you up in the wintertime?
No, that was Earl Royce.
Oh, you told me that. Mm-hmm. That's right. Uh-huh. I thought maybe he was in on that, too.
No. Uh-huh. But, and then he was the one that would ring the bell. You know, they had the big bell mm-hmm. with the rope, and he was the one that would ring the bell.
And what, that bell now is on the Memorial Hall, isn't it?
Is it?
I think so. I think that's the one.
Well, yeah.
The fire bell is gone, but that grade school bell, I'm sure, is the one. There's a plaque for it someplace. We could check on that.
Whatever became of the fire bell, I wonder. Does anyone
know? I think I know who has it, but he certainly doesn't offer it to the museum.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that old fire bell used to be between where the post office is now and the hotel. And I never will forget this. One time, Dad went to town, and I don't know what happened. He got the car in reverse, and this fire bell and the fire hose was there, and this car went around and right into the hose car.
Well, was there a street there then, or was there another building?
No, there was not a street there. That was a spot for the fire.
Yeah.
And let's see. Oh, and where the post office is where it was the old livery stable in the early day.
Hmm.
Then it was made into a theater. And I worked at that theater as cashier.
Did they have two theaters?
No. No, they didn't. Where that that garage that closed up, you know, there across from the two churches.
Mm-hmm. Near me.
Yes. That was an old opera house.
And that's the Wolfenberger.
Yes.
Garage.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, I heard that was an opera house. The building just doesn't seem to lend itself to that.
Well, I think it was torn down.
Another
redone.
Building.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think so. It seemed to me like it was two-story building. I can't remember just mm-hmm. what it looked like. But that was the old opera house.
Mm-hmm. I should say that Linda Ensley Driscoll has joined us and is talking with us a little bit here. Where I was when we stopped before, Barbara, was tell me about this long-distance romance that you had with your husband.
Oh, well, he was a cousin of the Georges, Helen and Everett and Howard, and he came out here in the fall from Missouri, he and three or four young men, and they were called apple bums. Should I tell this, that they rode the freight out?
Why not?
And through the Georges, I got to know Clarence, and he'd come out every year for the fruit. And but as I said, I didn't marry him for 7 years. But well, let's see what else shall I tell about that.
A long distance romance, huh?
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. He wrote, and he must have kind of cared for me to wait 7 years on me.
It must have been something there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, and then these boys, when they'd come and pick apples here, they'd go on to something else that was in season. One year they went to Arizona, I think, and worked in a lumber yard. And then they would go to Pender, Nebraska, and pick corn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were out. And it was during Depression, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was things were pretty tough.
They followed the crops.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
well, that was a good way to make a living then, though, mm-hmm. like with the thrashing crews, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And Clarence used to kid and say he was going home to die then after the season was over, and the rest of the boys would say, yes, he's just going home to put his feet under his mother's table.
Okay, then when were your children born?
Well, in was married in 1940. Linda was born in 41. Mm-hmm. And Bill was born in 43.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And they always lived here then until they were adults?
Yes. Out of school.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I did have something about my dad, honey.
Go ahead.
Back and talk about him?
Sure.
Well, I did remember my dad loved to go fishing. And George Roller, who had the Hotchkiss Merck, I'm sure you've heard of George mm-hmm. Roller, they were very good friends. And they'd call each other up on a spur of the moment in the morning and say, well, you want to go fishing today? And they'd go up Smith Fork or LaRue. Crystal once in a while, but those two were their favorite. And back then, I can remember he'd always bring home a creel full of fish. And I'd clean the fish out here at the hydrant, and we'd give fish to everybody in the neighborhood. That was before there was a limit on fish.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to think, oh, I wish he wouldn't fish anymore. I'm tired of fish. Now I get hungry for them.
Sure. All right, go ahead with some of the other things that you jotted down.
Let's see.
Did you tell about the sawmill? And
No, I didn't. I did say that Dad and Uncle Beese and Uncle Millard had come from Tennessee and that they all had been in lumber business. But Beese Powell had a sawmill on Black Mesa, and I used to go up there when I was a kid. I loved it. Just beautiful. And then in later years, the Edwards got the mill, or Beth Edwards. Did you remember her?
Oh, yes.
But when
sure.
her name was filed, she, mm-hmm. Her husband bought the mill, and they were up there then.
Mm-hmm.
And the road going up to that mill was simply terrible. I remember one time an uncle took Mother and I up there for a few days, and he was in a spring wagon, had a beautiful gray team, but one of them was a balky horse, and going up that grade, it just simply scared us to death. It would balk, and then he'd have to try to get that horse to going again, and here was the canyon down here.
Oh, yes.
I was never so glad when we got to the top of that hill. Mm.
Yeah. That would be a ride.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, let's see. I did tell you about the three brothers, all right, three sisters. Yes. Oh, my dad did own the first automobile around here.
Well, that's
and
interesting.
Now, you asked me a while ago about him, and I wasn't on my, and I don't know what kind it was, but I have some pictures. I might give that to the,
Mm-hmm. That would be nice.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
And I know I have pictures of the Wednesday Club. I know you have pictures that have been given.
Way back. Those
uh-huh.
old ones, yeah.
Yeah.
We do have those.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know I've seen them there. Well, my first doll was a rag doll, and I played with her till she looked pretty bad. Her name was Betsy Bonnet. And
you still have her?
No. Mm. No, I don't. You can show her that doll. That was the second doll I got. And I do prize her.
Oh, my goodness.
A wooden doll.
Isn't she sweet?
Those legs and arms and all bend.
Oh, yes. Oh, she's lovely.
Well, she's, you know, I had her put away. Well, I could go ahead and tell you a little bit about her.
Sure.
When I was a child, I played with her down in the barn, in the manger, and I left her in the manger. The cow chewed her hair off.
Oh.
And Well, through the years, she was just put away. And a few years ago, when I was going to Denver, I thought, well, I'm going to take her over and see if I could get her fixed up. And I did. I took her into a doll hospital, and her face looked terrible. It was just kind of like her hands. And this woman was just crazy about her. She said she's valuable.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, I'm sure she is.
And I said, well, I wanted her all redone, her whole body. And she said, oh, no, that would spoil everything.
Sure.
I says, but would you please redo her face and put a new hair on her?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought she turned out beautiful.
Oh, she's lovely.
Isn't she?
And these little hands,
yes.
My goodness, they look work-worn, don't they?
Yes, they do.
But they're carved out of wood.
Every bit of her is wood. If you look up under her dress there, how those joints are.
Yes, the joints for the knees.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and they rotate so nicely.
Oh, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, well, even her ankle.
Yes, yes, and her wrists.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, she's amazing.
Yeah.
And she must be very old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's lovely, Barbara.
I got her out then a year or so ago and made her some clothes. Made her that outfit. I have another little outfit for her.
She has a little blue jumper on and a flowered petticoat.
Uh-huh. Oh, well.
A flowered dress underneath.
It is. The little girls played with her here a while back, and they put that that little jumper over the dress.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, she certainly is sweet. That's a real treasure.
Well, she is. The woman that did the, oh, and that doll hospital was interesting. She had all kinds of dolls there. And she said, these are rare.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they are.
Uh-huh.
All right, we're up to your children now. You have Linda as your oldest child,
mm-hmm.
and she married Larry Driscoll.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And anything else we can say about Linda?
Well, let's see. We ought to have her in here to suggest. Well, she lived in Utah for a while she had her first two children. And then the third one, I'm sure the third one was born out in Ogden.
Mm-hmm.
And then they moved back here and, up to Aspen when we were up there. And Sean was born when they lived up there.
Well, we better backtrack about when you and your husband went to Aspen.
Well, we didn't go until after the kids were all out of, or when the kids were out of school.
You mean when Linda and your son were out of school?
Yes, they weren't at home anymore. Clarence and I went up there.
Mm-hmm.
We had bad luck with our fruit for about 7 years straight, and things were getting pretty bad. We just knew we had to get out and look for another job, so that's the reason we went up there.
And what did he do up there?
He worked on the
Rudai
a tunnel up there. He worked there for, was it almost a year?
Mm-hmm.
And then he got a job as custodian at the Aspen High School. And I got a job for a realty company cleaning apartments, houses, townhouses, and everything.
What years were you up there then?
What year 66. Did we go up in? 66?
Mm-hmm. Till 75.
Uh-huh.
Well, you had quite a while up
uh-huh.
there then.
We did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's it. And then you came right back here.
Well, yes, after he died, I came back after 6 months.
Oh, he died while you were in Aspen?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he did.
Uh-huh. So he's been gone quite a while then.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, let's go back to Linda again. Name her four children.
Rick.
Rick, okay.
And you want the full name? Or?
Just
Rick.
Yeah, just approximately.
All right,
you know,
Rick.
Whatever.
And Joel,
mm-hmm.
and Gary and Sean.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then tell me about your son.
Well, he, after he got out of high school, he went and worked on the highway a little, building highways. He had met a boy in college that his father had a contract, and he worked one summer there. And then, what did he do then?
Then he got married, and we worked up on the same place that Dad did, up on the dam.
Oh, that's right. He did marry, and then worked up at the root eye of the tunnel. And
he married a woman that had two children, and then they had a son.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who did he marry?
Her name was Pat Bird.
Bird, yes. Mm-hmm. I couldn't think of her last name. Mm-hmm. They are divorced.
Mm-hmm. So Larry just has one son of his own.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Not Larry. No, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. I can't think of anything else. Do you have more on your paper?
Well, let's see here. Oh, I could have told, I guess, about the holiday dinners. There were a lot of relatives around here when I was growing up, and Mother always had the Christmas dinner. And in order to get them all at the table, this has seven leaves, and then Dad would go down to the lumber yard and get some boards, and we'd extend this in. They bought this property then. And then my aunt Annie and Beast Powell would have the Thanksgiving dinner, and the Durkins, Eddie and John Durkin, that was aunt and uncle, they'd have the New Year's dinner. So we had three big dinners there.
And you did all the work at one home. That took a lot of work.
Yes, it did. Uh-huh.
And I'm sure that they were all sit down with the uh-huh. nice china.
They were.
None of this buffet type.
Well, and what does she say about that? The table was set very pretty. And
well, you have such beautiful china, Barbara.
Oh, I do. You don't know anybody that would like to buy a set of beautiful china.
Well, I would, but I don't know what I'd do with it.
That's the thing. People don't use that
lovely stuff
anymore.
We don't. I've given my daughter everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But your table must have been beautiful.
It was.
Haviland, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, Haviland.
Uh-huh.
Did you tell about your trips to Cat Creek?
No, I didn't.
And you know how long it took you to get there?
Well, this, back to Monta Vista, that's where there were several relatives there, and then on up towards the Alamosa Reservoir was called Cat Creek, and that's where my mother was raised, on this cattle ranch, and her brother, who never married, continued there. And every summer.
Now this is Mrs. Powell.
Uh-huh.
And what was her maiden name?
Tipton.
Tipton, all
uh-huh.
right.
Stella mm-hmm. Tipton. And Mother and I would go over there about every year, every summer, and spend two or three weeks with Uncle Will. And I always loved that. It was, it was just up in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a big meadow that they cut the hay, and
weren't there Tiptons here on Palo Mesa too?
Yes, one of Mother's brothers.
Mm-hmm.
She just had the two brothers, Uncle Will and Uncle Jenkins. And Jenkins lived up at the upper end of Palo Mesa too. Well, do you know where the Heath place was, or the Chins?
No, I don't.
Uh-huh. Well, it was up in that area.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Can't think of her name right now.
Fern
talks about the Tiptons. Yes. And a lot of her pictures are with the Tipton children.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Her mother and Uncle Jenkins's wife were sisters. That's mm-hmm. how the connection there.
And what was their maiden name? Do you remember?
Woolly.
Woolly. Okay, uh-huh. sure.
Yeah. Woolly.
Fern was a Woolly.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
She mm-hmm. had a twin sister.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, somebody said that twin sister died young, but she died after she was married.
Oh, yes. I know she did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think I've got a snapshot of the Woolies lived right next door here at one time, and I think that Faye and Fern.
Mm-hmm.
Faye was married over there, and mm-hmm. I think there's a picture of me over there when
mm-hmm.
I was a child and the group around.
Mm-hmm. So we get more and more of the coming uh-huh. together uh-huh. of all these people who lived up here.
Uh-huh. Well, I didn't have this very well organized, did I?
No, that's fine. We'll just go from one thing to another.
I might mention that when I was in high school, we had a senior breakfast up at Adams's, the Harry Adams place. Jim Adams was in my class. We had a breakfast up there that was just lovely. And then just before we graduated, we had a senior supper here. And we had card tables around it. Oh, they were so pretty. We had bouquets on every table. And let's see, what did we have for...
You told me that you had butterscotch pie.
With ice cream on.
I said, you know, did your mother make all of that? And she said she can't remember that for sure.
I think some of the mothers helped with that. But
probably. For graduation they
uh-huh.
did.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But it was pretty. It was just a nice party. And some of the boys came out that afternoon beforehand and helped freeze the ice cream. And we had a pretty big old ice cream freezer. Wooden, you know. And I can remember out here and back the boys cranking that ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh, and I had never been to Grand Junction till I was a senior in high school. Oh, that was quite a trip for me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. I think I pretty well covered everything that
did
I had.
Tell you and Elizabeth George?
Well, I did about the pony. His mm-hmm. Yes, I did tell that.
You had been friends.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. After we were married, a neighbor and Clarence decided to raise some chickens. And how many did we have? I think about 500. And they fixed a brooder down in the barn, and they were doing just fine. And one evening, and Linda was just a baby then, we went down to Helen and Hollis's for supper. And when we came home, we could see there was a fire up here on the mesa. We couldn't figure out where, and the closer we got, we knew it was our barn. It had burned all the chickens.
Mm-hmm.
It had, the neighbors got here in time to get the cow and some pigs out. We lost
the brooder had started the fire, probably.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
it had.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the end of the chicken raising.
Mm-hmm. Didn't make any money on that deal.
No, we didn't. And then John Durkins, who was Beth Edwards' parents, they had a honey house down along the river where the McMillan fish farm is now.
Mm-hmm.
And that was quite a place. They extracted the honey, and I was there quite a bit when I was a kid. It was quite fascinating.
Beth was the sister to Art Durkin?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Well, back. I always go backwards with this.
You can go any way you want, Barbara.
Well, back to the barn. That was quite a nice barn, and we had things stored down there, and the old Edison phonograph was there with many, many of the cylinder records that burned. And a churn, I had never seen anything like. It was on a kind of a frame, and here was the churn, pretty good size, wooden. And Elizabeth, George, and I used to get in that. One would get in and the other one would rock. Had you ever seen a churn like that?
No. You mean with seats on each side?
No, there was no seats.
No seat.
We crawled in the hole where the churn was. See, this is like the churn, and here was a place that you put the milk and stuff in. Well, we'd crawl in there.
Uh-huh.
And then this, it had a handle, so you'd churn like
uh-huh.
this. We'd rock each other in.
Those and are that, rare, I think.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, I've wished for that many a time.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen another one like
mm-hmm.
it.
Well, you're lucky you preserved or saved all the things you have. Because
well,
your house is full of lovely things.
Yes, well, a lot of things that were my folks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I always had a swing in the tree. I can remember Dad putting a swing up for me. And, and one time when I was very young, I guess around 5 or 6, there was a big tree out here in front. I crawled up in it and had just come down and to the fence. Oh, go ahead. And I guess I got a hold of a limb and was just ready to drop, and lightning struck the top of that tree and jumped down on this fence. It was a wonder I wasn't killed. Anyhow, my folks were sitting on the porch, and I can hear Mother yet saying, "Oh, Nick, go get Barbara." And he came out there, and I remember running till I got to the corner of the walk here, and I fell down, and he picked me up. And I was in shock the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonder, you know, that I wasn't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But was ever since then, I've been scared to death of lightning. I can't think of very much more.
Do you know where the Powells came from, where your mother came from? You said Tennessee.
No, my father came from
Tennessee. Not your mother.
No, they were born and raised over in, what is that, Camas County, I believe.
Camas, okay.
Uh-huh.
And the Tiptons didn't come from Tennessee then?
No, it was the Powells.
Mm-hmm.
The three Powells came
mm-hmm.
from Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a lot of history that you've given us, Barbara, as far back as that goes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That goes back really to the last century.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Sure
it does.
Her dad was born in 1855.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I told her the
uh-huh.
ages of mother and
yeah.
dad. Uh-huh. Yeah. Hmm. I think that's most of everything I have down.
All right, we'll just stop there then, Barbara. Thank you.